Eva May's Pit Barbecue, located on the outskirts of Lubbock, Texas, specializes in slow-cooked brisket barbecue. It used to be that the main place you'd find brisket was in Central Texas at legendary diners like Clem McKeska's and Temple and Johnny's over in Salado. But out here in West Texas, it's historically been the capital of killer steaks. But the playing field is expanding, and owner Arnis Robbins is leading the charge with delicious barbecue brisket. Eva May's is only open 3 days a week now, and for just 3 hours a day. That is, unless they run out of grub sooner. They haven't been open that long, but the lines are most often out the door. And a bonus of a visit is that Arnis offers free beer to keep those waiting in line happy. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me at Eva May's for a chat with owner Arnis Robbins.
I'm Arnis Robbins. We're at Evie May's Barbecue out here in Wolforth at Farm & Market 179 in the Brownfield Highway.
Right outside of a big city, right?
That is correct. We're just far enough to make it a little bit of an adventure.
So a lot of people do make a special trek out here.
Very much so, and it helps that we're right off of Marshall Sharp. You can get from the other side of town relatively quickly.
When did you start and why? Did you grow up doing barbecue?
Barbecue is something that I got into relatively late in my adult life. I didn't get into barbecue till about 6 years ago. And it started out as just a hobby.
Backyard?
Yeah, exactly. It, like anybody. And it just took off from there.
Was it your friends going, oh my God, dude, you have to do something with this?
That's right. But, I think everybody gets that. Anybody who barbecues in their backyard, your neighbors and your friends are probably not the best judge of food. But no, it was something that I just had a passion for, and I had an opportunity to explore it a little bit further, and here we are.
Is there any explanation for your success? Because it's not you, it's your food that makes you successful.
If there were an explanation, I'd write a book and sell it for $1 million. I've got no explanation. I think we've definitely been blessed. We've been lucky. We've been in the right place at the right time. I think Lubbock was kind of starving for something like this, especially on this side of town, and we kind of stumbled into it. We strive to maintain quality. That's what we go for every day in all of our products and in our service, and people respond to that. People want that.
What are you best known for? What do people think of when they think of you?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I would say by far the product that we sell the most of is our brisket. And brisket has, that's a long time Texas barbecue staple. But here in the last 7 or 8 years, it's really kind of had a rebirth. And people have taken brisket to a place that 20 years ago you never really would have thought of such a utilitarian cut being such a decadent item. I think people have just realized that you can do better with it, and people are willing to pay for it. It's a really, really good cut of meat.
When I think of brisket, I think more of the Hill Country and Central Texas. So it's not as common out here, is it?
That's right. West Texas, Lubbock, the Panhandle, I'd like to call it more of it's steak country. It's not really ever been known as barbecue country. But with this rebirth in Texas barbecue, it's found its way. There are a couple other relatively new joints here in Lubbock. One since we've opened that I think is doing really well, and one opened about a year before we did, and they're doing really well as well.
I walked in, and it was, 11:30, and there's a line to the door that then shortly went out the door. And is this happening every day here?
That's a pretty common occurrence. We have slower days, obviously. Thursdays typically are our slow day. Fridays and Saturdays are our busiest. We are only open 3 days a week at this point. And the reason for that is I'm the only cook. Our brisket takes about 16 hours to cook, and that comes off for us to serve at 11 o'clock for mealtime. So I'm putting in my 60, 70-hour week in 3 days. And we hope that at some point, whenever I can train somebody and get somebody to take over a cook shift, that we could be open 4 or 5 days a week.
Where I'm going in my mind is location number two at some point.
That quality will dictate how big or where we go from here. We want to do as much as we can to try to keep people happy, but we will not jeopardize our end product to achieve that.
And beer is a part of the fare here?
Beer is, like I said, we're only open 3 days a week, and it's not uncommon for us to only be open 3 hours for a couple of those days. So it doesn't make any financial sense to me to invest in insurance and licensure to sell beer or wine. And so, that's kind of our free offering to our guests. If they're willing to come and stand in line for our food, help yourself to a beer.
That's pretty cool.
We love it. I mean, it just kind of creates a really fun atmosphere. It's great to see people here that are willing to stand in line for 30 or 40 minutes and with smiles on their faces.
Before we go, real quick, the art and process of doing brisket. Where do you do it? How do you do it? What defines it? And a little added secrets.
When I first started cooking, I would empty the cupboard looking for the magical spice blend. And the more I cooked, the more simple everything got. So I'm down to just a very basic salt and pepper rub. And we seize it, we trim our briskets aggressively pre-cook so that we don't have to scrape off a lot of that seasoning after we cook to get rid of excess fat. So aggressive trim, salt and pepper rub, and an extremely time-consuming, delicate cook process. Keeping temperatures low enough not to dry or burn the meat for a long enough time to get the connective tissue and fat to render and loosen up. And like I said earlier, that generally takes 15 to 19 hours, depending on weather and everything else. So
low and slow.
Low and slow, and everybody wants to know the secret. I think the secret is patience. You know, if it's not ready and it's supper time, let it go till it's ready. You can have a snack.
Talk to us a minute about your cookers and where you cook it.
We've got a pit room attached right to the side of the building here, which is fantastic. Whenever we were in the trailer, I cooked out on a blacktop and, you know, basically full exposure. So to have everything indoor, out of the weather, out of the rain, out of the wind, that has allowed my cooks to be much more consistent. You know, repeatable and consistent barbecue is totally dependent on eliminating variables. And to be able to eliminate those West Texas variables has helped a lot in the end product. In our pit room, we have 2,000-gallon offset, very traditional-type smokers, as well as a J&R Oiler rotisserie all-wood fired smoker.
And that's my last question, only because you got to get back to work, and I got to go, wood, talk wood for a moment, the secret to smoking. You know, what type of woods you like to use and give the best results?
We smoke with all oak wood, and out here in Lubbock, we can't be too picky because we don't have any native oak. So our wood, we buy it local. It's sourced from Central Texas, and it is all oak. It may be a mix of different whites and reds, but oak is a very, very mild flavored wood with a very even energy curve. So good seasoned wood is key. Keep a clean fire and try to keep your peaks and valleys of your heat wave as flat as possible.
Very, very cool. Okay, I'm going to let you go, but this has been great. What a wonderful lunch. Thanks.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for coming out. And hope you'll come see us again. And my name is Arnis Robbins, and you can find us on Facebook, Evie Mays Barbecue, or EvieMaysBBQ.com. You can also follow us on Instagram or Twitter.
Arnis, thanks again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting from Knoxville, Tennessee, Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.